So, how does one go about getting a monument put into the game?
That's a very good
Well,
question. That's one for KDSA right
that
there.
is a good question, yeah. So, for
You
those who
have to
don't
win the
know,
Nobel Prize.
right. So, for those who don't know what this particular monument's all about, I set out on a journey in 2009 to explore every system in New Eden, and that's both known space and wormhole space. And I successfully completed that in 2019, about 10 years, and didn't lose a ship along the way.
Wow.
CCP recognized the achievement, they validated the achievement, got me a Guinness World Record, and also this monument that they placed in game. And the three reasons that CCP states why they decided to honor this achievement with an in-game monument was one, it was a solo achievement. It's not a clear-cut achievement in game, meaning there's not a game mechanic, at least at that time, to say, go out and do this thing, right? It's just a journey that I took on my own solo. It was also a group achievement because for the last 600 wormhole systems, I engaged my corporation, Signal Cartel, to help me find those last 600 systems. And then I also used spreadsheets tracking the system. So they claim that's the three reasons that they honored this and put the monument there.
And how many total systems?
7,800 or so, if I remember. Right.
I get bitchy when I have to travel 10.
Yeah, I heard you were also allowed in the Hovian system.
Yeah, total count of
The total count.
7,806. And they also CCP Falcon took me out to Polaris, which is a non-reachable system in game where CCP kind of bases out of as an honorary here's a system you can get to that no one else can. So it's the reachable systems plus one.
Wow, that's cool.
There a good place to drop links? Where should I drop those? Because I could drop you some links on some of this.
A good place for that today will be on the Discord, that channel that we're all sending in for the stream when it goes up. There's like a
Okay.
speech bubble. If you click on it, it'll open up like a WeChat.
Question, did the Jove Empire systems used to be cordoned off as well? Or is that more of a relatively recent change?
No, they've always been cordoned off.
Hello, everyone. It's Alder. Hey,
Hello, Alder.
Alder.
Welcome.
Thank God, it's like first attempt success with comms. Good for me. This will never happen again.
Yep, I suppose I should welcome everyone now that everyone's here. So, everybody, I'd like to welcome Katie, Shay, Tekrava, and Alda. They're going to be our three main guest speakers for today from Signal Cartel.
Hello, everyone.
Well, hello, folks.
Hi, y'all.
Hello.
So, stupid question. I'm guessing Signal Cartel's US time zone from the accents.
Well, we've got a lot of people everywhere, actually. Lots of EU and a bit of a presence too down in Australia, New Zealand. I'm up in Canada. Katia is down in the States. Tuk is Finland.
EU, yeah.
EU, Finland. So we the corp itself is pretty spread out. The US dominates without a doubt. The EU is a pretty EU time zone is pretty strong, but we have people around the clock. Kind of have to if we have getting if we're dragging people out of wormholes at ungodly hours for the for the people in North America.
Also, just letting you guys know, I have put up the slide deck now, so it is streaming. So, yeah, you just let me know whenever you need me to change the slide, and I can do that.
Gonna need. All right, I'm gonna let me bug that here for the link. Or is it on the page?
It's on Evuni.
Right.
I have another stupid question. What's the difference between Signal Cartel and Eve?
Sorry, the difference between Eve Scout and Signal Cartel?
Yes.
We'll actually talk about that.
I have exciting news for you. Boy. So, yeah, we'll touch on that a little bit, too. Let me just...
Yeah, that's part of our presentation. So why Satio for the monument? So I'm a bit of a role player. I actually wrote a whole backstory about Katia and kind of why she would undertake such a journey. And when I researched what race would be, I've been a player since 2003. And I started this in 2009. So when I started Katia, she was a completely new character, fresh, no skills. And I looked at the races to determine, well, what kind of, would there be a race in New Eden that would actually kind of undertake something like this? And the Akura from the Kaldari fit that pretty well with their description of the Akura. And their home system is here in Satio. The third planet from the sun is their home world. And so this is where I started my journey. And the first gate that I took was Abagawa. So when they placed the monument, that's why they decided to place it there. So the question is, at any point during the project, was it threatened to fail? Like, was I afraid my ship might not survive, or was I burning out? And both of those are true. There were a couple of times that I was cornered in a dead-end system, a dead-end chain, and there was only one way out. And I had one corporation that gate-camped me for about 3 days. And my strategy was always, I was doing this slow and easy, just for a way to unwind after work. And so I was never in a hurry, and I always placed my bet that they'd want to go do something else before I felt like I needed to leave. So most of my time was waiting them out strategy worked. And yeah, there were a couple of times I was on the verge of burnout, especially when I was in wormhole space, and why I engaged Signal Cartel to help me with last 600 systems. And I did have like a 2-year break in there, two of that 10 years, where I was real life very stressful during that time and had to drop out from the game for a while, but I came back and finished it. So yeah, both of those were very real things. So the question from Fleet Chat is, what type of ship did I use? Since Katia was a fresh character, I started in a Condor, I believe it was, and then moved on. Did I go to the Buzzard? I forget. It's been so long now, I don't remember, but I'll post a link in the Discord chat of my ships that I flew. I actually have them documented. There were 7 different ships that I flew, and part of my whole stick was doing a blog about my journey. So I was trying to get into and why. And so over the course of my journey, I did end up flying 7 different ships, and I'll drop that link. And it looks like we're at the top of the hour.
I have to admit, I'm having a hard time finding the Discord stream, or however it is.
Yeah, are you on the EVE University site? Discord?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously not.
Classroom Alpha is what you're looking for in the EVE University Discord.
If you don't see it, you might have to go to the top of the channel list and press on Browse Channels to activate it.
Right. I'm sorry. I'll get there eventually.
That's okay.
How about if we're not even on the Discord yet?
Well, we'll paint brilliant pictures of some PowerPoint slides.
Yeah, the PowerPoints is not a requirement. It's a nice to have. Mostly probably for us as talking points.
Yep.
All right, I was going to get to link to the ships I flew, and then we can probably get started.
See, I got set up with Mumble. And we'll get there eventually.
All right. Well, while Alder gets that figured out, you got it?
Classroom Alpha.
There you go. So, yeah, let's go ahead and get started then. So, we really appreciate EVE University inviting us out to talk about EVE Scout and Signal Cartel. It's always a pleasure to talk with you folks. We have a fair number of alumni from EVE Uni, so we know you guys well, and really appreciate the students come through your halls into our corporation. So I am Katia Say. The monument, if you're in Fleet and in Satio, is for the achievement that we talked about, a few minutes ago. I've started out as a solo player in my own corporation. And when Signal Cartel first organized, I joined Signal Cartel. And I am now Eve Scout Alliance executor and diplomat. So working my way up through the ranks, if you will.
And I'm Aldar Roanok. I started with Signal Cartel a number of years back, actually. It doesn't feel as far back as it probably is. I spent time out and about doing recruiting, became COO, basically doing some of the paperwork type work, and then moved into the CEO role, I want to say a year ago or so.
Yeah, and you can move to the first slide. Sorry about that.
And hello all, I'm Tekufa, the current COO in SC, and I'm also an assistant manager in our rescue division and division admin in our academy. And I started playing Eve in 2007 or 8, can't really remember, and played on and off for a long time until I joined Cartel in 2018, and I've been with us for 6 years this August. That's about it. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to advance the slide, please. Thank you. So we did have a question during our fleet chat. Well, why do I hear about Eve Scout and why do I hear about Signal Cartel? What's the difference? And it really kind of goes along with our history as to how that came about with our Eve Scout name. But over the years, as various events took place and some recognition took place and whatnot, our corporation, Signal Cartel, started to become a name of its own. And so people often do get confused as, well, what is Eve Scout and what is Signal Cartel? So this slide represents a pretty good overview of who we are. When we started, Eve Scout Corporation was formed. And I'll get into a little bit of those early histories in the next slide. And then we expanded because of interest. And Johnny Splunk at the time didn't want to open the doors of Eve Scout to recruitment. So him and others formed Signal Cartel to be the corporation branch that would have open recruitment. And so together, Eve Scout Corporation and Signal Cartel Corporation became part of the Eve Scout Alliance. So that's why you'll often hear us referred to as either Eve Scout or Signal Cartel. We are one and the same because we only have those two corporations under the Alliance umbrella, and only Signal Cartel do we allow recruitment. So if you join Eve Scout, you're joining Signal Cartel. So next slide, please. So I'm going to talk about kind of the early days of, you know, how Eve Scout got started. I know history can be pretty dry and boring, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Try to breeze through it pretty quickly, and then I'll hand it over to Alder, who will talk about our credo and Signal Cartel's history. So my history will be more like Eve Scout and how we got started, and Alder will be talking about Signal Cartel. And then we'll turn it lastly over to Kufa to talk about our public services and what is it that we do? How is it that we earned the reputation that we have for not being that large of an alliance? We typically have anywhere from 300 to 400 members in total at any given time. So to might not be so big compared to other corporations and alliances out there. We've been humbled, I guess you could say, to earn the reputation that we have, which we'll get into as we talk today. So next slide, please. So how did we get started? Well, Johnny Splunk and Gatekeeper are our founders, and when they heard about the RIA expansion that was coming out in 2014, that was introducing this whole concept of the shattered wormhole systems and Thera, and how Thera was kind of going to be a crossroads of the wormhole systems and other systems throughout New Eden, they decided to create a website to track those connections in Thera and make them publicly available. So those two alone created eScout Corporation, and then they contracted, I guess, or had volunteer scouts from other corporations to help them map those connections. So any scout could be from any alliance, any corporation. It didn't matter to them. They were just looking for people to help them scan down these connections and keep them alive on our eScout Wormhole Connections website. And that took off really well, and donations started coming in, so they decided they'd start compensating the scouts for their efforts, and it actually became pretty lucrative to do that in the beginning, and probably is still good money today, even, or good is today for those who do that service in Signal Cartel. So about a month of doing that, those scouts that were kind of a loose community of their own from different areas of New Eden decided, well, why don't we have our own corporation? You know, we all have similar interests. We're all explorers. We like flying wormholes and mapping these connections. We should have our own corporation. And so they did. Johnny Splunk really didn't want to be in a position of running a corporation day to day. He was an active EVE Online streamer at the time, and he wanted to focus on that. But they sought out a CEO and formed a corporation called Signal Cartel. And our first CEO, which Alder will talk about in a little bit, was Minxy, and she was a well-known CSM chair from CSM5, when they used to have chairs over CSM. And she was a well-known pirate at the time. That's how she got her reputation in the beginning, and had an all-female corping game. But she had an explorer's heart, and she was interested in what Johnny had in mind. And together they've created the Credo, which we'll be talking about in a little bit. And the Credo is the foundation of who we are. And that's really where our reputation started. We were a public, neutral entity. We considered ourselves in service to the New Eden Corporation. Over time, our trust was earned by having the Thera Connections website, and our reputation just kind of grew from there. And so we continue to this day to try to do things that are neutral, that are public and open to everyone. So as you learn about our other services that we provide, they all have that framework of being available to all equally. We like to joke that if you kill one of us today, we'll still rescue you tomorrow. It doesn't matter your affiliation and what your interactions have been with us. We're going to treat you fairly. We're going to treat you neutral and still provide our public services to you. So, next slide, and I will turn it over to Alder.
Yeah, so it's with the establishment of EVE Scout in Thera, and the public, basically members of New Eden, just kind of stepping up and really liking the idea of mapping out that crossroads, we kind of step into the era of Signal Cartel, as Katia said. These people wanted to get together. They wanted to form a countercultural type of corp inside New Eden. So if we can go to the next slide, we can see that we started it with Minxy. We all lovingly refer to as Space Mom. She set a lot of the primary guardrails in place for Signal Cartel. So in conjunction with Johnny Splunk and Gatekeeper and some of the other early members, there was the big question about how do you establish a foundation for a neutral corp in New Eden, one that's kind of countercultural in ideology, and of course, absolutely exploration-centric. How do you do that, and how do you get going? And what you're typically going to be building your corp with is a bunch of solo explorers, people that like to go out and roam and do their own thing. And that's where Minxy and Johnny really laid out the first bit, and that was the foundation we used, which was the credo. So some of you may already know it. Members of EVE Uni who've come through Signal Cartel and EVE Scout probably know it. We know that we take it fairly seriously. So if we go to slide 8, or the next slide, sorry, we can take a look. So the credo is central to how Signal Cartel operates and how we look at the content that comes into New Eden. And all the different facets of what we do. And ultimately, if it boils right down to it, our sex CEO, Thrice Hap, has kind of said that the crux of the entire credo sits around the idea that Signal Cartel is a service corporation to all of New Eden. And from there, everything else flows. And in this role, Signal Cartel members are encouraged to treat everybody with respect, regardless of the affiliation, regardless of your gameplay style. Some people join Signal Cartel and get a little shocked when they start bad-mouthing gankers. We have to kind of point out that it's a completely legitimate play style. You may not like it, you may not enjoy it, but yeah, they're out having fun and it's their content. So you have to keep that in mind. And of course, if you do get ganked, it's a challenging situation. So you have to come in, step back and approach it with a graceful resolution and you try to set an example of dignity. The important, and we're friendly to everybody in our travels, we're neutral, we're not going to hunt you, we're not going to shoot you if you jump or land in the same site as we do, as we're already in Hecame. We attempt to be perceived by New Eden as a non-threat. But sometimes this gets conflated with the idea that we're pacifists, and we're not. Some of us are. Some of us definitely do fall into that space hippie type of approach to flying in New Eden. Others don't. If you attack, it's completely legitimate for a Signal Cartel member to turn around and return fire and try to remove you from your ship. Regardless of how all of that turns out, it's a no tears approach, right? Tears don't make any sense. Death is one of the best ways to learn in EVE, and we kind of embrace that in a way. And ultimately, we aim to be recognized, trusted, and respected across the cluster, left in peace to do our work. And that's kind of the key part of it. If we are a service corporation to all of New Eden, we can't be perceived to be favoring one particular corp or one particular region over another. We can't be seen to be actively going out and working against certain playstyles. The idea is that, in my ideal, if you were in a massive staging system on a really, if you were a Signal Cartel member, passing through a massive staging system just before a big surprise attack, the people staging wouldn't mind. They'd have no interest in trying to lock down the info because they know that the Signal Cartel pilot would never share that publicly. I fully expect the people in that region to try their very best to catch that Signal Cartel pilot anyway, just because that's how it works. So ultimately, that's the credo. That's the seed that Signal Cartel kind of grows out of, and we always look back to kind of guide us in our work and our approach to New Eden. So if we go to the next slide, we can run through some of the history of Signal Cartel. For those of you who have been members of Signal Cartel in the past, and for those of you in Signal Cartel, if I didn't hit your favorite piece of history, I'm really sorry. I tried to capture most of them, and I've tried to flag in ways EVE Scout as purple, And Signal Cartel is the blue, and then white is basically just Signal Cartel across it. So you can see back early, way back with the Rhea expansion, Gatekeeper and Johnny set up Eve Scout. And we get our beloved Eve Scout logo. Anyway, first talk in space. And then Signal Cartel. Baca, thank you. And then Signal Cartel is effectively born later, which when you think about it is remarkable. Johnny and Gatekeeper start mapping out Thera. Members from across New Eden show up. They want to help. They think this is neat. They think it's valuable. And it goes so quickly and it snowballs so quickly that all of a sudden, you know, almost 30 days later, there's a new corp stood up ready to go with the CEO. And they're the ones doing the scanning. Very cool bit. We have our dreams of empire. So back in 2016, we actually had Sov. we got a citadel and like 20 odd customs offices out in Queros. It didn't last long, and I don't think there was any expectation that it ever would, because we wouldn't really defend Sov, but we actually held it. So it's a funny thing, and it's kind of an interesting little historical tidbit. But one of the key services after Thera that we're known for is our search and rescue and our caching program, our rescue supplies out in wormhole space. And that rolls in January 2016. One of the important things you have to remember about Signal Cartel, and I guess Eve Scout in general, is be the content you want to see. At no point for most of our activities do we have leadership sitting down trying to dream up a new idea. We promise that are completely capable of creating content. And when that content works really well, it snowballs and it becomes part of the corporation. We'll incorporate it as it gains feet. And that's where the rescue caches and SAR work came from. People started needing being rescued, and people trusted Eve Scout and Signal Cartel to do it. And that's where that all begins. But you have to imagine trying to maintain rescue supplies in all of wormhole space, all 2,500 systems or so, pen and paper and associated spreadsheets. But eventually what happens is Allison is born. If you've flown with us and you've flown with Allison, you know she's a marvel. She's our co-pilot, created by A Dead Parrot and introduced to Signal Cartel as our new co-pilot. She really made it possible to properly and effectively do rescue caching and working with the search and rescue teams. Members fly with her, she literally ties a whole bunch of services together. She's a marvel. And then a year after Allison, we hit a 100th rescue activity. And then something we called the Great Hunt, and this ties back to Cadia. So in an effort to bring Cadia, say, home to finish up the tour, certain work had to be done. And it got wrapped up inside this large role-playing event that Signal Cartel had, and called the Great Hunt, where we were diving deep into Anoikos and searching for places. And what would happen is one of the mates, we had three key players, senior trusted members, that would fly out and help establish bridgeheads in systems that had to be done. Captain Crinkle, Tomeo, and Igaze, who I think at the time was running our search and rescue group. Those were the mates, and that was all rolled up inside this great event. And the Great Hunt continues on. And the nice thing was, because we were all out, even more of us out into wormhole space than usual, we hit our 500th rescue activity in December 2019. So literally 4 years later, after the corp is born, we're at 500. And then it even snowballs faster. We start to incorporate our own little Signal Cartel Academy. That was, again, a member-driven initiative. we kind of tried to consolidate. Now, we teach things about how to bounce to a cache or how to set one up or how to do search and rescue. Things that are much more Signal Cartel oriented than you'd find in other organizations. So we kind of did our own little training set up in that Signal Cartel Academy. And then the great hunt ends, and it ends in what we called the Great Leap at Redoubt, which a couple hours ago was right here next to Sazio. I think it was over in Noma. There was the Drifter system Redoubt was connected there. And Katia comes out, finishes the tour, the amazing tour that she did, and then in celebration gets spirited away out to Polaris in celebration of the achievement. And in the same month, right where we all are right now in the fleet, shooting fireworks, knocking off the dust off the monument goes up. And that's a pretty key point, really, in the history of Signal Cartel. If you look at the if you take the monument, you check the info, you'll see that the memorial was raised in Sazio by the Atura Stargazer Society in conjunction with Signal Cartel. And it's really neat to be a member of a corporation that gets kind of embedded into the day-to-day existence of this universe. Things from there. Everyone had COVID, and if you were a recruiter, probably in any corporation, playing or active in New Eden at the time, when everybody went home and stayed home for a bit, the applications in just went through the roof. There was a lot of really impressive work by all the logistical people and the recruiting people and the rescue people, because all of a sudden you had new people getting lost in wormhole space. Now, of course, people might remember this. The Thera bookmarks exploited. So in a way, it's kind of surprising. It took 6 years for a really massive exploitation of Thera, but it took place, and we took down the bookmarks that were available for a while as we tried to harden it and make it less possible for someone to take care of it. But again, if you consider the way Signal Cartel approaches it, they got used, we fixed it, everything's back up. The corporation, the alliance that snuck the spy in and had their fun, they're still allowed to use the bookmarks. We fully expect that type of stuff in New Eden. So we just approach it in a neutral, cheerful manner. But the cool thing following that, coming into 2023, we got our 10,000th 911 call. So if you've ever been lost in space and you've clicked 911, that's us. It's at the top of our public chat. So if you do get lost, go there, click 911, and one of our search and rescue coordinators will reach out and get in touch with you really, really quickly. But we hit 10,000 in 2023. And then in December, we stepped away from our old infrastructure, where we were kind of this weird amalgamation of Tripwire and some personal software and things like that. And we rebuilt it. And you may have seen it, I like to call it the Beyond the Horizon project. That's how I know it. But we incorporated Turner as well. That new crossroads in known space is a lot of fun to scan. I like the fact it goes to Zarzak, because that's a neat place to go fly around in. And it just incorporates everything. It keeps us making those type of crossroads and shortcuts and strategic considerations for everybody, add spice and value to everybody here in New Eden. And then finally, we hit our 5,000th Capsuleer rescue, which was an amazing piece of work. We were in a C4. We had four people involved in getting them out, and it was just a massive, successful operation. And it's funny when people come in and they expect, I guess I have to be in Signal Cartel for months before I can do anything. You don't actually have to. You really need to read the wiki, though. But we're quite happy to have you engage in scanning in Turner or Thera or helping with search and rescue. I mean, ultimately, if you join Signal Cartel and you fly with Allison, you're helping in search and rescue, and you're helping with caching. So it's a huge amount of fun. And I've had a great deal of fun flying with these people in Signal Cartel. So I think that's me for the history. Some of it I actually didn't know, so it was fun to go through it and drag it all up. But if we go to the next slide, I think we can let Tech talk way more in depth about the services we offer, since they're so embedded inside them.
Are we able to ask questions, or is that going to come at the end?
I'm okay to answer questions right now. If it makes it easier to refer to things and keep context. I don't know. Mr. Moderator, what do you say?
Oh, I'm perfectly fine with whatever keeps you guys happy. I don't mind at all.
All right. So sure, yeah. Shoot.
Yeah, just curious. Is Allison available to the public, or is it Signal Cartel members only?
She's ours.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, she's inside. She's a Signal Cartel co-pilot. I guess that's the easiest way to do it. She's a lot of fun to fly with. We use her for a lot of different stuff. She's such a flexible application. And you'll notice that I always refer to it as she and not it. Just because she integrates so nicely with the way I fly. It's kind of interesting that you kind of personalize this piece of software. But she's a little bit snarky with her comments on my flying and other people's flying as well. She gets a little bit miffed if you're sitting in station for too long, and she will. She's a very flexible application. We've used her when we did a 5-year anniversary in Thera. We used her for a treasure hunt. She's just great. I don't want to say if you come to Signal Cartel and if Allison doesn't live up to your expectations after my description ever, then it's a waste. But I like flying with her. It's definitely weird if I'm on an alt, and I just don't have her nattering away in the background. Though there is, you can calm down her chat. She doesn't have to be quite so chatty, but I enjoy the snark.
Yeah,
let her flow.
We had talked about making her a public thing. I see a dead parrot's actually in Mumble. Hey, parrot. We just don't know that we have the platform that could handle the load, honestly. So we keep her to ourselves.
Understood. Very reasonable.
I also have a question. When you say that the waypoint list that you created on the internet was exploited, isn't that just another playstyle? So if you call yourself neutral, then why were you against this certain use of these waypoints?
Oh, do you mean the bookmark exploit? Well, we weren't against it. I guess the idea was the reason we took them down was because we couldn't guarantee the validity to the public, right? And by doing so, it would impact our appearance of neutrality, right? We want to give good, decent, secure, accurate information to New Eden. So we sat back and we re-engineered how we apply bookmarks. We had to put in a couple layers of double checking, which makes it a little bit longer. So it's a little unfortunate, but now they're back. Everyone can get the bookmarks. They still exist, right?
Right. So, it was all about our reputation. It's taken years for our reputation to get where it is and become a trusted neutral entity in New Eden. And to have those bookmarks compromised and could not be relied upon would definitely been a hit to the reputation if we allowed them to continue. So no, we had to stop that and get control over it.
Yeah, and we take our neutrality and our perception of neutrality pretty seriously, because it lets us do all the things we want to do, It would be much harder to do a rescue if, as you flew through space, everybody was deciding to come after you and wipe you out, and it gets hard to get into the system. It gets harder to put rescue caches in places. And if people work on the assumption that you're skewed or you're not going to be respectful, then everything gets harder. And it is our content, like going out and rescuing people, tending caches, mapping Thera and Turner, writing triptychs. That's our content. We enjoy doing that. And the neutrality helps us do it. So we're pretty protective of it. Some people might say we're a little overly fixated on it at times, but I'd argue that it's without it, anything we do would be so much harder than it already is.
So let's go ahead and let Tech then talk about our services, because I'm sure that'll generate some questions as well, unless you have a very specific question about what we had just talked about. Okay, so Tech, go ahead and do our overview.
Thanks. Can I have the last slide, please? To number 12. Thank you. Right, couple of words about our public services, and I'll try to keep this somewhat short, but you can all ask questions later if you have any. And all these services are and will always be 100% free of charge, and everything is done by volunteers. When you join Signal Cartel, there's no obligation to help with any of this stuff, to at least try some of this. And the first one, our mapping division. Like discussed before, this is how it all started back in the day. We started scanning Thera signatures for the public, and this is the service we are probably the most known for. We added Turner in the end of last year when we did a huge update to our web pages and internal tools. And we have both a website where you can search for connections from and to different places, and a public in-game bookmark folder for these connections. You can find the folder link on our public in-game MOTD, so you don't necessarily even need to scan anything by yourself. And we have some tens of active scouts keeping these connections updated 24/7, so these should be pretty much up to date at any given time. And people often ask us if we are going to implement a graphical map on our web page. And yes, that's something we are going to do in the future, hopefully in the near future, but depends a lot on our developers. And another question we get a lot is, are we going to support Drifter systems? And the short answer is no, for various reasons, mostly because the massive amount of extra work involved, we can't really support that at the moment with our current resources. And then we have Eve Scout Rescue. This is probably the second most famous service we offer. Basically, if you are stranded in Anoikis and can't get back to K-Space, we will get you out in a way or another. All you need to do is ping us using our 911 link, and an operator will contact you in game, basically immediately. We have operators online 24/7, so it's really fast in most cases. And no call gets unnoticed. We will get back to you at some point. We have a huge rescue cache network providing a set of probes and a probe launcher, if you can use those. with a mobile depot, for example, or you have already a launcher fitted. And if you can't use our cache, we might have a route to your system already. And in that case, we simply fly over and pick you up. And in the worst case, if anything else fails, we can start searching for your wormhole and escort you out as soon as we find it. It takes around 7 days for us to find any random wormhole system on average. We cover around 1,500 unique systems per week as a corp, and there are around 2,600 different wormholes, so it takes around a week to find you, give or take. Sometimes we find you in a matter of minutes. Sometimes it might take some weeks even, depending. It's pretty much random anyway. And sometimes these calls are basically hand-holding sessions when a pilot is technically able to scan but doesn't really know how to. That happens like weekly. And on a normal day, we get a handful of calls. I'd say something like 5 calls per day is pretty normal, but again, it depends. And then we have our expedition triptychs. These triptychs are basically interesting sightseeing locations in game that can visit in person. We have a huge list of different locations documented on our wiki page, and we also have public bookmarks for all these in game. You can find instructions on how to find the bookmark folder on our public wiki. Katia just linked. And we keep adding new locations all the time. So this is keep coming back for new locations if you like sightseeing. And then we have storm tracking and TAMS shuttle. We also track metaliminal storms in EVE. You can see all storm locations on your in-game map, but you can't see the exact type. So you can use our website to find the nearest electric storm, for example. And we also randomly track the location of TAMS shuttle, i.e. the space oddity. It's an Easter egg in game, basically a level 5 signature containing a single cipher called TAMS shuttle. But this information is most often not available since it gets updated only when someone happens to find it. And TAMS pretty elusive. And finally, we maintain and offer our own exploration-oriented overview pack. You can find information and instructions how to install it on our wiki pages, and we actively keep this up to date in case CCP does some in-game changes. It's a nice overview pack if your playstyle is mostly exploration-focused, so feel free to try it if you are interested. Right, that's about it, and I think it's time for questions or comments if you have any.
You did great, Tech. Also, you answered them all.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to say a lot of this stuff all grew out of what members wanted to do. They kind of had an interest or an idea, and it grew, and it got to the point where, yeah, we just kind of incorporated it into what EVE Scout and Signal Cartel just offer to the public.
Yeah, and you can almost start helping with each one of these on day one, almost.
Yeah, absolutely. Please read the wiki, though. the barrier to entry for almost all of this really is just read the instructions. They're pretty well laid out, and give it a go.
And if you have questions or you're not too sure, ask in chat or ask on Discord. That's basically how we manage it. And it's remarkably robust and successful.
I was going to re-emphasize the be the content you wish to see, which you talked about a little bit earlier, is that another way that we're a counterculture in EVE Online is that all, I won't say all, but most other alliances and corporations, leadership feels like they have to provide content for their membership. We are quite the opposite. We're leadership. We're here to help you, to enable you. But if there's content that you'd like to see, then step up and be that content, right? And encourage others. And like Alder said, pretty much all of our public services came from the idea of a member saying, this is what I like to see. This is what I like to do.
But the triptychs are definitely worth pulling up and heading out and checking out a few things. There's all sorts of things in New Eden that you just kind of blow past because you're not really looking for them. You're out either hacking or you're in a fleet or you're doing mining or you're doing something and you don't think to stop and take a look at the weird cloud that sits beside a gate with no flag, or go and find that violent wormhole going on the path down towards New Eden, or even going to see the Eve Gate. Those type of things are all on our triptychs, and it's a unique experience kind of heading out and sightseeing while like a war is raging around you as you pass through Delve or wherever the latest flare-ups are.
Yeah. We'll ask for questions in chat, and I'm watching the fleet chat, or if you want to ask on comms, ask away.
Yeah, I just want to say again, thank you very much, guys, for coming out. And while we have hit the Q&A section, I put in a feedback form as well in the Discord, just so when people are leaving later on or whenever, they can just fill it out if they have time. But other than that, really appreciate you guys coming out today. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely fascinating. Thank you again.
Oh, it's been fun. So thank you. Oh, and if there are any questions and you feel like it, you can always reach out to probably any of us. If you have questions about joining up, if you go to eScout at the top, there's going to be a list of the recruiters you can definitely ask. They are excellent at walking you through the application. If you're curious about us or if you've got questions about us, they know all that stuff right from the off the top of their heads.
And yeah, we do have a DM me on Discord if you like. I don't mind.
Yeah, it's one of our leadership policies, and this is for all of our division heads as well, is that we have an open door. Anybody should be able to feel free to talk to anybody in the corporation. There's no chain of command per se or anything like that. We're a pretty flat organization in that regard. So yeah, feel free to reach out to any of us or even of our division heads as well.
Kind of goes back to herding the cats, right? All explorers out and about flying by solo, and it's like, there's a hierarchy? I didn't know there was a hierarchy. Who knew?
I do have a question about the corporation. So do you guys base out of wormholes, or are you throughout New Eden, low sec, high sec, null sec?
So in general, so our headquarters is in Thera. We're at Paleo in Thera. That's the headquarters, and then we have hubs across Empire space. Sorry, known space. So the most popular is down at Zuhen. It's in Genesis. There's one at Bendelhan, and another one. It's right here in Sazio.
which for some reason we decided we should probably put a station here, and then or an office here. But we've got another one in Turner, because logistically we need an office in Turner makes a lot of sense. But in general, there's no requirement to base out of there. I know a few members, I think they live in Great Wildlands and wander around. I base myself out of, all my stuff is in Zuhen. Oh, sorry, most of my stuff is in Zuhen. And I haven't been there in about 4 weeks because I've just been out poking about in wormholes, looking at stuff and doing a little hacking and looking for lost pilots. So we just wander. I think when I broke it down, I just dumped out the corp listing and where everybody was and rubbed it up against whether or not that system was low sec or high sec. A lot are in wormholes by just off the bat. I was a low amount in high sec, and I think a lot of them were, you know, stationing, or they were trying to sell stuff in Jita or Amar, and we're everywhere. It's kind of fun.
More nomadic than anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the nature of an explorer. I mean, we really are a loose collection of solo pilots that like to get together for the like-minded community, if you will.
Yeah.
So it truly is herding cats, you know. Some of the feedback we get from new members is, well, I thought there'd be a lot of people on comms all the time. It's like, we're solo explorers. We really don't do comms very much unless it's an unorganized thing, right? So, yeah, we fly everywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I was going to see if I could try to figure it out, because there was a question earlier about our time zones and things like that. But I'm not sure I'm going
to be able to
do that
quickly. Even but we are in Europe, like, yeah. And we do have a collection down in Australia, so.
Yeah, actually, I just finally found it. So Australia, New Zealand, like 20 people. I mean, we're a corp of a little over 330 or so. So we got about 10% in down that way. A lot in Europe, a lot in North America, without a doubt. But, I mean, those people down in on the underside of the world are just amazing, because they're there to pick up the phone when the 911 call comes in, or a bookmark needs to be pushed to the public. So, yeah. We definitely encourage, if you're in Australia and you want to join, that would be great. We could use somebody else to push the bookmarks. We're
questions
everywhere.
In Discord. So first question is, if you want to be a high sec care pair doing missions, because that's the content you want to see and do, could you become a welcome NSC? Absolutely. We have miners as well, which I still kind of think is a little crazy, but hey, you know, that's cool. Do it. In a sense, you could do mining as an explorer as well, so it's not too far-fetched, but we're not a mining corps per se. But you would be welcome to do those kind of things. And then the other question is, how does the finance work in the rescue service? So Tech, I'll let you answer that one if you want.
Well, like I said on chat, it's mostly donations, some taxes, but yeah.
I mean, so if you're a pilot in Signal Cartel and you're out wandering in wormhole space, which is where you should be, but you come across a pilot, we do have rewards for locators. That's one thing. If you're scanning Thera or Turner, we do have, you do get compensated for your time and your signals that are scanned down. So there's compensation that way. In general, though, we're explorers. You should go find dangerous space to be in. My view is a little more, go out into places that other people aren't and see what's out there. Then, because it's more. So, I was gonna say it's more fun, but you can have lots of fun in any region, really. It depends on what you
what content you really appeals to you.
So we do have another question from Discord chat that's for each of us. So I'll start. The question is, can you share things you like about exploration gameplay? So I have to laugh at that one because for me personally, I like doing the sites, S-I-G-H-T-S, and not the sites, S-I-T-E-S. So for me, I like exploring, going into places I'm not supposed to be, you know, or others think that I'm not supposed to be, hence my journey, and seeing the sights. So, you know, seeing what's out there. My whole journey started because I wanted to see every planet and every system in known space and take a picture. So for me, it's actually seeing the visual sights. So Alder, what's your favorite thing about exploration gameplay?
Going to new places. I really enjoyed when Poshvin came online, sneaking in. I lost a couple of Ares interceptors. When I was running around trying to characterize it, what is this space like? What's it going to be like? How does it behave? What about the wormholes? What about how close can I warp to them? Oh, they're dead space. How do I get around that? Oh, I can bookmark it. Oh, look. The dead space doesn't work if there's a bookmark. That's great. And then I got a little disappointed with Parshman because it feels empty. But Zarzak was another good one. The Jove Towers. I really like Drifter Systems and Jove Observatories. And for the past three years, I've kind of kicked off on my own personal project inside Signal Cartel, where we go and we check every system, every known space system, for their Jove Observatory, see if it's still there, and then try to figure out how many drifter holes typically get attracted to those systems. Acts of going out and characterizing, and finding new sites. I spent flying around chasing down these clouds that sit outside of certain constellations in Nullsec that have gas sites inside them. They're not harvestable, but they just sit off the gate, except for one or two regions that don't have them. That type of exploration I really enjoy.
Yeah, for me, it's the thing that you never know what's going to happen. Am I going to find a lost pilot, or am I going to die? So it's always a surprise.
And you will die, but that's how you learn in Eve. So, or yep. You don't. Or you don't, which is why we have lots of T1 exploration frigates on contract for members. You know, grab a ship, go die, come back, yep. Reship, do it again, walk
yeah,
it off.
We try to promote that philosophy that ships are ammo and should be treated as such. So don't be afraid to lose your ship.
Mm-hmm.
Just be able to afford what you can lose, right? So that's the key.
Yeah. Well, I guess one of the things, I guess one thing we should probably mention, and it doesn't really come up in any other way we would have discussed it, but lots of people wind up being surprised that you joined Signal Cartel, and we're like, yeah, we're war decked. we've been war decked for 327 days. How's it going for you? And that's because we want to be able to be targeted as a war candidate. We had discussions ages back about changing it up so we couldn't be a viable target, I guess, in a war deck. But it makes you fly smart when you're in high sec. And, you know, our answer to members is be somewhere they're not. You're an explorer. Go out. Go. Just like if the war deckers are coming after you in Jita or Amar, then go be somewhere else. You're an explorer. I thought I should mention that. I had a couple people ask me that type of question in previous discussions when I was a recruiter, and it's a good idea to bring up.
So we've been answering questions in Discord chat as well. So I'm assuming everyone's seeing that. Oh, you can't click on the little chat icon bubble by the classroom alpha there, Alder, in the upper right. That'll open up the chat window.
Yeah, I don't feel stupid at all now. That's good. Thanks.
That's okay.
There goes, there goes my illusion of competence. So that's it's good.
Can I see the fireworks? No, I'm actually docked in station, so I rarely undock these days. I consider Katia pretty much retired, so.
Yeah, inside Signal Cartel, we joke that Katia is running the gift store in Sazio and selling snow globes.
That's right. You can find me at the gift shop. Oh, there you go. Nice pictures. Thank you.
All right.
Totally. Any other questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So my one and only question for you guys is, do you guys have any questions for us E-Uni guys that are here?
That's a good question.
I was going to say, that's not fair. I didn't come prepared with questions.
Come prepared with questions, right. But I do have one, actually. You know, I played before EVE Uni was a thing, but you guys have been around for a very long time. So I never did find my way through your halls to learn, so to say. I already felt like I knew what I was doing, but no one ever really knows what they're doing in EVE, right? So do you have exploration-focused classes? You know, do you teach people? I'm pretty sure you teach people how to scan and possibly do the sites and stuff, or do you? That would be my question is, what do you do for explorers? Because we do get quite a few of your alumni. I figure you must be doing something.
Well, when it comes to exploration, I'm not the best person to answer that because I don't do much. But I do know on our Discord, we do have a channel devoted to explorers. And if anyone else actually does exploring, they might answer a lot.
Cool, that's good. And I figured as much because, like I say, we do get explorers that know what they're doing from you guys. So that's refreshing. Not to say that we don't take someone completely not knowing anything about exploration. We take them as well, and they learn from us. But yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah. And we do, of course, as well have that wormhole community as well within the EVE University. So a lot of what they do is obviously scanning down wormholes and scouting through places, kind of like exploring as well.
Can I talk a little bit about that?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely was going to say that Wormhole Campus might be what's creating those explorers that you're getting. You mentioned, yeah, you can just join in and do whatever you want, read the wiki first, and Wormhole Corp has that wiki of all those complicated scanning and bookmarking rules. And so if you join WA, you'll get used to that for like 3 days. It'll be a long 3 days, but at the end of it, you'll figure it out. And I know it just sounded similar.
Yeah, there's definitely like a lot of overlap. If just by living in wormhole space, you have to know how to scan in and out. And then once you can scan in and out, you're probably wanting to be cloaked sometimes. So you're already like 3/4 of the way there to just wandering. So instead of having a base and, you know, you hop 4 or 5 jumps out, or you find Nelsec and you do some ice mining, you come back to the base. For myself, I find a wormhole and then just hit all the SIGs and then pick the C5 and jump to the C5 and then do all the wormholes linked there and pick, it looks like on our board, we have a lost pilot in a C4, so I'll pick a C4 or an unknown to dangerous space. It's lots of fun, right? That type of wormhole living kind of provides you that foundation for doing any type of exploration. And sneaking in and out of places that other people may or may not want you to be in.
So yeah, Milliner's so, the. Oh, go ahead.
I just so to add to the question where if we have like classes for exploration, yes, we do. Dharma classes. I'm trying to do them like monthly, and you're welcome to like send out people if that's something that could be arranged. So yeah, one's actually starting in like a few hours. So yeah.
Cool. See, I was going to point out Milliner's question about the Eve Uni Wiki. And he says it's extremely useful. How do you manage to keep it up to date? And I have to admit as well, having been the admin IT side of our wiki internal and just how massive an effort it is just for us, I can't imagine what it is for you guys because it is so comprehensive.
Well, I'm probably not the most best voice to speak for it, but if no one else is, I guess I will. So I happen to know that the our manager who's in charge of that sort of area, Erin, is kind of the wiki mom. She loves to see as many people who can help, but also it is not a requirement to be part of the uni to help update. So it's if you see something wrong, you are absolutely allowed to go in and fix it, and it's a true community effort more than just uni-wide.
I think that's one of the great things too about Eve Uni and the wiki, right? People trust Eve Uni to put out, you know, accurate information. So in a way, it's kind of similar to people expect Signal Cartel and Eve Scout to put out accurate information for the stuff they focus on. I see people asking what type of ships we fly, and we fly all sorts. The Astero and the Stratos are really pretty. Lots of people like to fly pacifiers. And then, of course, you've got the diehard group over at the far end with their multi-billion ISK blinged out strategic cruisers. I like a Zephyr. I like tending in a Zephyr, only because you can't cloak, but what you can do is you can fly to a sleeper site and just kind of cozy up beside one of the cruisers and just do all your paperwork there. It's fun to do that, but it's probably suboptimal.
I have a question about the wormholes you visit. Are you in all classes? I heard that in C5 and 6 it's very dangerous.
Yeah. You want to answer?
I mean, because of the corps and Atlantis.
So this is one of those interesting things where I used to think I was very clever and an agile and sneaky explorer, and that's why no one ever got me. And then it occurred to me that there was probably a cloaky Proteus behind me all the time that just saw Eve Scout or Signal Cartel and said, we'll leave them be. So some of my success was probably attributable to other people recognizing and appreciating the work that the Signal Cartel does. So I got the benefit of the doubt. We call that rep tank. But I don't find it particularly dangerous. I actually prefer flying in those spaces, mainly because it keeps me from being distracted by hacking and relic and data sites, the pirate faction kinds. Yeah. It's fun. You should. I mean, from my perspective, if you're in Signal Cartel, you should get comfortable flying air in anything. Enjoy yourself.
Often low class holes are more active. Case based statics.
Yeah, true, right?
Yeah, like case based statics are more dangerous.
Yeah, like if you wanted to, if you were looking, like for us, if you're looking for a quieter wormhole class, Yeah, like a something with a low-sec static or a wormhole off of low-sec is kind of where, you know, I suggest new members, if they're not used to it, it's like, well, here, go down through low-sec because you get local and you get out of high-sec. The sites are a little bit better. And then you'll find wormholes and then pop in and out. There, it's quieter. You can have that panic attack at the can in relative comfort, sort of.
Yeah, on my journey I didn't find fives and sixes any different than any other wormhole, quite honestly. And I actually purposefully spent like 6 months in a C5 with a C6 static, so I could focus on the C5s and the C6s and take advantage of the C5 highway that you're all talking about in the Discord there. So I didn't find them any particularly more dangerous than anything else. What I did find interesting, like Tech said, is those low-class systems with static K-space connections. Those were a fair number of the systems that I ended up getting towards the end of my journey, because they're harder to get into. Those corporations are almost religious about hole troll on that connection. So I found those to be much more challenging to get into. Any other questions for us? We're at an hour now. I'm not sure how long you guys had slated for this, honestly. So I'm happy to stick around and answer, but whatever you guys want to do.
In terms of time, it's basically up to yourselves. When you think it's enough, it's enough. But, you know, there's no actual time restrictions on you.
I'm happy to stay for a bit and answer more questions, if there are any.
So we do have a question. How active are people? I don't know if I've got an answer for that. Tech or Alder, you got a feel for that?
I mean, there's local on null, so that's a bit different. If locals on wormholes kind of see you on D, they will usually do something. But you can just alone in wormholes. Null is a bit different, especially south null.
Yeah, I mean, null is so strange. Well, not so strange. You know, you get the really busy developed parts of south null, and then you get big stretches of emptiness out in the drone lands. I guess wormholes are kind of like that. Like Katya was saying, some systems are really well controlled and they know exactly when you've slipped through, unless you're really lucky. And then there are other systems that, nope, the people come in and they do their work, they do their mining or their ratting, and then they shut down for the week or something. I don't know. It's hard to say.
The number of signatures in wormholes is usually a good indicator for activity.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
It's gone quiet again.
May have finally exhausted.
Maybe, so. Yeah.
Well, for me, it's more that I hear a pizza calling my name, so.
That seems completely legitimate. That seems like a completely legitimate reason.
All right, well, if we don't have any other questions, then it's probably a good place to stop. And again, we really appreciate EVUNI and everything that you guys do, and for New Eden, and especially new capsuleers that are trying to learn the ropes. And thanks for having us. We really appreciate the time and talk about Eve Scout and Signal Cartel and what it is that we do.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys, for coming out today. I'm sure all of us have really appreciated it. You kept the attendance very well, so everyone kind of stayed a bit around. So I'm
thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. And yeah, you just there again, so that's